Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of water travel before Shabbos. This is Siman Sa'ayin Dalet, the 74th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Let's jump straight in. It is a very basic and simple halacha. We're going to look at some different permutations and see how it applies to us. So the basic background is that a person may not take a sea trip 3 days before Shabbos. Let's look at a few basics. Why is this? The main basic concern is that people get sick in the first 3 days of seafare, and therefore it ruins one's Shabbos being at sea in such a situation. There are obviously many other ancillary concerns as well, and that is that non-Jews would be doing work for you on Shabbos as a Jew, and it's by necessity, but at that point you put yourself into that situation. A few basics. When do the 3 days begin? So it should really be Tuesday evening, because that's 3 days from Friday evening, although the Mishnah Berurah does cite an opinion that it includes the day of Shabbos, which would mean Wednesday evening would be the deadline from which a person may not travel. Is this in all cases? So for a mitzvah journey, one may even start traveling on Erev Shabbos, and that's fine. But if it's just for pleasure, then it would not be your business. It would not be allowed within 3 days of Shabbos. So what about, you said seas, what about rivers? So technically speaking, rivers are allowed even within 3 days of Shabbos, even without it being a mitzvah, since the likelihood of seasickness is much less. Are there any conditions about river travel on boats? So the answer is yes, as long as they will not be forced to transgress Shabbos later on, even for one's own safety. Wait a second. If, let's say I get on a riverboat, and I need to transgress a melacha later on because I'm in a state of pikuach nefesh for one's security, isn't that allowed then because that is pikuach nefesh? So the answer is yes, but you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation in which you will need to have pikuach nefesh later on and therefore transgress Shabbos. This is a very important discussion as to putting oneself in situations where one will necessitate having chil Shabbos or pikuach nefesh. What if animals might be needed to pull the barge upstream at certain points on Shabbos? That's not an issue. This is not the issue of riding an animal. The animal's too far away to have any interactions with it, which would be the usual concerns when it comes to riding an animal regularly on Shabbos. How does one deal with the fact that the shipmen, the mariners, are doing melachos for the passengers on Shabbos on a hour by hour basis? So that is fine as long as most of the passengers are non-Jewish, and therefore the reason why this ship that is going, this barge, this steamer is going, is not because of you, not because of the Jews. It is because of this is a financial vehicle of travel, and you happen to be one of the beneficiaries. If the boat is docked, may I walk on and off of it on Shabbos? So one concern is the gzeir against swimming, and therefore it may be a concern of entering into onto the water. This would be allayed if a person were to have been on the boat, which is docked, when Shabbos comes in during the period of twilight. Then one may come and go on it, on Shabbos. It's considered as if it's part of one's place on Shabbos. What if the boat I was in docks on Shabbos? So let's say a person is on a boat and travel is unforeseeable. One arrives and the boat docks on Shabbos. May I get off? The answer is not so simple, because the Tchum Shabbos, the area in which I'm able to habituate and walk around, is actually set at the moment that Shabbos comes in. Once the sun sets on a Friday afternoon, at that point in time, your ship was at sea, which means to say that the port of arrival is not included in your particular Tchum Shabbos. You may walk around the entire boat, which is considered part of the Tchum, but you may not leave more than 4 amos once you enter the port or the dock, which presents many difficulties. This is also akin to, let's say, a person makes the mistake of taking a flight which is too close to Shabbos. One should never fly on an Erev Shabbos in general, but if one flies and let's say the flight is delayed and one gets in after Shabbos, the same would be true about the airport. One will not be able to leave that airport. One would be stuck to that area because of the Tchum Shabbos. One's Tchum Shabbos was set before one arrived as well. Can one catch a river taxi to get to a minyan on Shabbos? So technically speaking, the getting to a minyan is a dvar mitzvah. So one could get on that on Erev Shabbos to get to the minyan. Of course, the three conditions. Number one is the boat is mostly shuttling non-Jews. Then also one boards on Erev Shabbos and is within Tchum Shabbos of the place one is traveling. So if one's in a big city and there's a river taxi or there's a water shuttle, that would be sufficient in such a situation. One can even travel back from that afterwards as well. This obviously assumes that the fee is not going to be an issue, or that could be something which is sorted out and it's a monthly pass or something to that effect as well. Anyway, this deals with the notion of water travel before Shabbos, and it also speaks to the notion of putting oneself into situations where pikuach nefesh and melacha will be necessary, which is more complicated. Other situations that are like this are also talked about in halacha, like a milchemes reshus, starting a war, which is not a milchemes mitzvah, which is done before a Wednesday, also falls into the same category. All these types of fascinating halachas. With this, we conclude this very interesting, unique aspect of Hilchos Shabbos. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.